This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I was so relaxed, I started drooling.
The Wake Up Call. Kevin, Katie, and Rain.
106.5, The End.
Every Monday, we do misconnections here on The Wake Up Call. This is where we go to Craigslist and try and reconnect love that might have been lost. Now, if you want to get your misconnection read here on The Wake Up Call, why don't you put, like, "Hey, Wake Up Call," or 106.5 The End, or something in the subject line that'll grab our attention, and maybe we can read it right here on Misconnections. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
I do.
I'll go first.
After you.
Thank you. This is titled "Little Mama," and it is a man for a woman.
Okay.
This is not going to go the direction you're thinking.
I hope she's enormous.
No. "We ride the light rail from downtown to Watt every day, and I'm in love with you. You always sit next to me and use my hotspot, but we never really actually talk. What's funny is you use so much of my data, but I don't even mind. I once got the nerve to ask your name, and you said I could just call you Lil Mama. I assume that isn't your real name, which has made it impossible to find out more about you online. I need to man up and tell you how I feel, but I don't want to, quote unquote, lose our connection."
No!
Oh.
That's it.
I feel like sharing a hotspot is kind of an intimate act.
Okay. I agree.
We are connected. We run the risk of disease.
Sure.
You know, what's mine is yours.
Taking each other's energy.
Mm-hmm.
Describing yourself as, or telling someone as a woman, "You could just call me Lil Mama."
Mm-hmm.
Not something you hear very often.
It is kind of funny, though, that if somebody asks you, "What is your name?" and then you say, "You can just call me," and then literally anything else, it makes me think that you are either a DJ / pop star,
right,
or you were on the run from the law.
Could you start doing this?
What's that?
"What's your name?"
"You can just call me
Ferret."
Ferret. That makes me sound like a drug dealer.
Right.
Well, how else? Isn't that sort of the person you think of when you're like, when they're like,
I would rather have like a DJ name. Like, "You could just call me Callisto."
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. Because all those DJs, they gave themselves those names.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
So at some point they had to be like, somebody had to be like, "Brian."
Yeah.
"Mom, no. I'm Avanto. You have to call me Avanto. This is serious.
This is my career.
I'm not calling you Avanto. Mom!" You know it had to go like that.
"Come up here for dinner. We can talk about it over dinner."
Now, okay, what if you start doing this? What if when someone says, "What is your name?" you say, "You could just call me," but then just say a normal man's name. Like,
that makes me feel like you're on the run from the law.
Oh, okay.
If you're like, "What's your name?" and I'm like, "You can just call me Mark." It's like, okay.
What?
I will.
All right, misconnections on the Wake Up Call.
"Convenient store. Man for woman. I was at the convenient store." Twice, not a mistake. "I was at the convenience store on Marconi when I see you come in. I was wearing a black Seth Rollins shirt with no sleeves with my fatigue pants. You had on a pink shirt with no straps with shorty shorts. You bought cigarettes and didn't have enough money. I was going to give you some money, but the clerk just let you go. You look like my ex-wife, and that's a good thing. Let me take you out."
Okay, what's a Seth Rollins?
I don't know.
Oh. He's a WWE.
Okay, so you're telling me, when he says fatigue pants, that means camo?
Yep.
So he's doing that, but he's also wearing a wrestler shirt.
Yeah.
There's no sleeves on it, remember?
Yeah, of course not. I assume there's no sleeves on any wrestler shirt.
There isn't.
Right. wow, what? And then just to assume that she knows what a Seth Rollins is.
Oh, yeah.
Is he a good guy or a bad guy?
He's a good guy now, I think.
Oh, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Now?
They
go back and forth. Yeah.
So he likes a complicated story.
Sure.
Right. All right. He's deep.
He's
right.
Into it.
Okay.
Now, are shorty shorts smaller than short shorts?
Mm. Or are shorty shorts a brand?
Oh, shorty, like that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's shoddy shorts.
Yeah, and saying that you look like my ex-wife.
Okay.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
a lady.
Mm-hmm.
If a guy was like, you look just like my ex-wife.
I would not be. I would not
but
be.
But then, and then said, that's a good thing.
That's making it worse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.